Welcome to Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a weekly podcast where Hot Springs Village, Arkansas is the star. Join me, Randy Cantrell, and my co-host Dennis Simpson as we discuss the history, facts, people, places, events, lots more surrounding Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Visit the website at hotspringsvillageinsideout.com.
This is a day I've waited on, my friend. This is a day I've waited on because we are going to talk about the village, my favorite thing, your favorite thing, and we're going to talk about the village and what can be done and what. I can't wait. I want to hear your story.
Well, listen, you're the resident expert, and we'll go ahead and make the introductions. People that live in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas already know this gentleman, and we have a YouTube channel so you can see this. We're doing this in video as well as audio. So this is the maiden voyage. We hope day one of many. He is Dennis Simpson. He's the resident expert. If you go to the YouTube channel, if you go to the website, hotspringsvillageinsideout.com, easier way to get there, hsvinsideout.com, and you will see the gorgeous body of water behind him. Me, you'll only see a bunch of, there it is. You'll only see a bunch of books.
Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Yeah, exactly. Let me begin, Dennis, by just saying, get an audience up to speed, give them some context, and then I want to hear your story, because you are a full-time resident inside the village. I am not. I am in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah,
that's an operative word there. Correct. I came and visited for the first time in early fall of 2018, and I was a guest of Mr. Dennis Simpson, his Airbnb at his residence, basement suite. Had a gorgeous time. Yeah, it was perfectly lovely. And I had never been. I'd never heard of this place. But it had everything I wanted. It had the topography, the nature, so I was smitten pretty immediately right off the bat. Last year in the pandemic, 2020, came to the village five times, count them, five times. And I mean, I'm talking like a week at a time. And I'm like, we just need to find a way to get here. You know, we just have got to figure a way to get here. So I had this brainiac idea. This is such a magnificent place. Not that people aren't already trying to shine a light on the place, and not to end run what anybody else is doing, but I'm a podcaster, been podcasting for 20 plus years. And I thought, there just needs to be a brighter light shown on this place. And so I went looking, and of course you popped up rather immediately. You do some broadcasting, so I knew you weren't microphone shy, which that helps. And better yet, you're kind of the resident expert. So I just had this brainiac idea of doing this thing called Hot Springs Village Inside Out. Hot Springs Village is the star. It's kind of ground zero, but man, emanating from Hot Springs Village, there's you know better than me. There's just all kinds of really super cool places, from day trips to multi-day trips, with Hot Springs Village, Arkansas being kind of at the hub. I'm like, it's a pretty terrific story, and I felt compelled to tell it. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But I'm real curious. Let us educate me and educate the audience. How did you get there? Because you're a native Arkansas guy.
I'm a native Arkansan, and actually I grew up about 20 miles from here. I graduated from Bryant High School, and I knew it was a beautiful area. And I had been out here probably in the mid to late 80s and done some IT work. My parents had a printing company in Little Rock, and I worked with them and started getting more and more in IT all the time. And, you know, at the time, IT was a ticket to anywhere, you know, anywhere you wanted to go, that would work, you know. And as wonderful and beautiful as it was, it didn't take me many times to start visiting with people here. Well, this lady who had a house not far from here on Ponferrada that overlooked the church camp that was magnificent. And I said, you know, how did you get here from Chicago, which has been the reoccurring theme of this show. And I think of all is that we're going to talk about the inside of Hot Springs Village and the outside, the things nearby, which is the glory of it, frankly. But the glory also, and you know this, because just talking into anybody, everybody has a different story and a different reason for why they got here. This was the late 90s, and it was the golden parachute period, if you remember that. A lot of people got, you know, great buyouts and that kind of thing. This couple from Chicago got a settlement, and then they owned their brownstone. They sold their brownstone. And I said, well, you know, this is really dynamite. How did you get here? And she said, we sold our homes and we moved here and we live like kings. And I was like, live like kings. And on one hand, I thought, okay, it's the value for, you know, transposition of the home in there to the home here. What's the value? Blah, 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 blah. Give life the people that are here, the is here. And I thought, man, I can't get enough of this. And about 10 years ago, I moved here full time. And, you know, from a guy who knows the area well, because I've grown up within 15, 20 miles of here, it's just even more compounded. You know, my wife and I literally, we explore a different part of the National Forest just behind this hill behind me. Literally 2 hours, 3 hours from here, you can be a lot of different places. You can be on top of a 4,000 foot mountain in the quasi mountains of Arkansas. Gene, you can be at Catherine, you can. So when people ask me what to do here as an Airbnb host, I just have to say, what do you want to do? You know?
Yeah. No, it's great. We had a few dropouts, a few audio dropouts, but it's all good. Maiden voyage. We'll get the kinks worked out. Before we go further, I want to hawk again the website, hsvinsideout.com. We are now on all the major podcast platforms, even though this is kind of technically show one. As of today, while we're recording, Google Play is the only holdout, but that'll happen soon enough. So Android, iPhone, doesn't matter. You're going to be able to get us. We're going to hope to bring this show to you every week. And people, places, events, experiences, we're going to kind of go wherever curiosity takes us. Dennis, you probably had it pegged when he and I were talking about doing this. And I sent him a cold email, meaning he had no idea it was coming, had no idea who I was. I had to remind him that I had been a guest. Well, big deal. He has a lot of guests every year, and that was in 2018. And I've done, Dennis, what I'm supposing quite a few people have done. I've tried to taste kind of every little part. I mean, I've stayed on the water. I've stayed on golf courses. I've stayed out in the wilderness. I've stayed on the east side. I've stayed on the west side. I've stayed in the middle. I've stayed in seemingly kind of more residential kind of areas. I've stayed in areas where there's not a house within 3 miles, you know, of the place, just to get a taste of it. And for me, it doesn't matter, you know, pick one. I told you as we were preparing to do the show, I've got this affinity for Piney Woods, but I mean, the place is so spectacular, and every place I've been is spectacular. So yeah, I've been smitten from day one. But I'm going to be asking a ton of questions throughout this podcast. Dennis, being the native guy from Arkansas, and you've lived there in the village how long?
I've been here about 10 years, and I want to make note that on our side of the lake that you see here, there's probably 120 homes, something like that. And to my knowledge, there's two other families that are from Arkansas. Everybody else is from somewhere else. And your comment about where you stay in the village, any part of paradise is pretty stinking nice. Anyway, and out of the nature, we can show you around. I'm excited to interview other people and how they got here, what their experience was, just like you, how you found it. But at the same time, it's the people. If this was full of snotty people and they were mean and cruel and you didn't want to talk to them, these are some of the most down-home, common, easygoing people. For people that bring kids here, imagine if there were 10,000 grandparents. It's like that. Oh, that's a cute little kid. What a, you know, I mean, everybody's nice. It really is. And I know what that sounds, but give us a few podcasts to prove it and you'll see what it's like.
Yeah. And that'd be my ass too. We're going to kind of find our groove here. Both of us have a lot of time behind microphones, so that's not going to be difficult. Dennis and I, the relationship that we've got is, I've already said it. You know, now we've developed a bit of a friendship over the last few weeks as we've kind of been preparing for the show. But the thing that we have in common that we suspect that you, our audience, that will have in common with us is you've either got a love or a curiosity of Hot Springs Village, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I suspect, Dennis, that people that already live inside the village are going to have interest in the content that we're going to bring. The people that hope to be there one day, my hands in the air, ditto for them. The people that are Airbnb folks, the people that want to come and just stay and experience it and come, whether it's once a year or every other year, or like I did last year, five times a year, of interest to them. And I know, and you do too, there are a ton of people all over America, even all over the world, that are looking at the village and at least investigating, who've never been there, who've never ever experienced it, but they've got some interest in maybe leaving one part of the country, one part of the world, to come there for whatever, like you said, for a variety of reasons. So that's a lot of different groups of people, which is why we're making Hot Springs Village the star of the show, because, well, it is.
Yeah. Well, you will not believe this. I literally, probably an hour ago, I was sitting on the back deck of the Balboa Club. You've seen the Balboa Club.
Yes.
Magnificent, gorgeous place. And there's a lady came out and she was petting my dog, Scraps. We'll talk about Scraps a little later. And she said, this is such a beautiful dog. And we just love it here. My husband is a retired vet. He has PTSD and we're going to get a dog and we can't wait. And I said, where are you from? She said, we moved from California 2 weeks ago. One other person on the patio with us. And he said, I moved here from California 8 months ago. I mean, you know, you can't make this up. And to which they were reminiscing about California. And it was in within seconds. And they were saying, but this is paradise. This is just, everybody's so nice. It's so beautiful. It's so easy to get around. It's so quiet. And she said more than anything, she said, this really is a salve to my husband's soul. You know, this, yeah. The peace and quiet, the silence, which I think if we get into your story a little wrong, it literally is like a cure.
Well, I describe it, the best description I've found, and you and I kind of said it simultaneously when we first started talking about doing this project. It's just, I pull through the gate and it's just an exhale for me. It's just a big exhale. Now, the great thing for me coming from Dallas-Fort Worth, and there's a ton of people from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, that are inside the village because I've met a decent number of them, you know, but it's 5 hours door to door. And I live in Tarrant County, so I live on the other side of Dallas. If you live in Dallas proper or on the east side of Dallas, shave an hour off of that, you know, so it's pretty stinking great. Before we kind of wrap up and we're just kind of teasing you guys with what we hope to do, share just some of the basic kind of high level notable things about the village for people that may not have any concept of the place.
I've kind of got a little patter down about that because I'll just be statistics. Okay. Cause there's a lot. It is the world's largest singularly gated community. You'll hear other people say there's a place in China, there's a place in Mexico, that they have large gated areas, but they're multiple communities. This is one area, and I think we have seven gates, I believe. Two of them are manned nearly 24 hours a day. The other are card gates. But in that to say, you're seeing the lake right behind me, right? And once again, Hot Springs Village is the star. This is just the view, you know. If you'll notice this mountainside behind me, this is typical of the village, and that is about 82% has not been developed. It's vacant. It's just empty. And that's the majesty of it to me, is because it's not been bulldozed. And, you know, a lot of times, and this is just my critique, but a lot of times when places I would drive by as a kid, it would say Whispering Oaks Subdivision. Well, we name it for what we bulldozed, because it doesn't have any oaks anymore, doesn't have any trees anymore at all, because it's hard to put in and whatever. And that's not how the village is. 25% of the village is set aside as permanent reserve space, not including the 9 golf courses, not including the 11 lakes, not including the fairways and all the hiking trails and all that. It's a green place. And I think that's, you know, I see a lot of your pictures and I kind of interpolate from that, you know, what does Randy really like? And I tell you what, if you like seeing the woods and the rolling creeks through it, like in Gatlinburg or Eastern Tennessee, this is the place. It really is. That said, Cooper started this in 1970. They started with the East End, excuse me, the West End here. And over the next 46 years, they built from one end to the other. They made 32,284 home sites in 284 subdivisions. And once again, yada, 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 500 miles of trails, blah, 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 blah. One of the things that people kind of skip over and that I don't want to focus on, but it's a very pertinent fact. And this is one of the reasons I think we get the sigh relief when people walk in or drive in. Out this side of the gates is 88% of the national crime rate. Out this side of the gate is 86% of the crime rate. Where I'm sitting right now is 13.6% of the national crime rate. I'm not saying we don't have crime. It's just one eighth of the national crime rate. Yes, we don't lock our doors. Yes, no, and that's not being foolish, but I mean, it's very close to paradise. It really is.
A safe
It's
place.
green, it's beautiful. Well, I had a friend that came from California, and I said, "What do you think about it?" And she said, "It's so green." And I said, "Well, what color is it supposed to be? It's supposed to be green, isn't it? I mean, green and trees and lush and water." And we get this question. I will get this question 20 times a summer. Can we swim in the lake? I'm like, why wouldn't you? I mean, and I have to educate myself as the parasites and other things that other people have in other areas. I'm oblivious to that. I literally am oblivious to that. Our water supply is two hills behind me. Is the Middle Fork of the Saline River, which we've made another video on, but the Middle Fork of the Saline River is a protected waterway. And we literally suck the water up out of that creek and put it over in Lake Lago, and it has enough water to supply 66,000 people for a year. That said, it's masterful planning, it's wonderful people, it's a magnificent, beautiful gated community. Randy, what you could share, and I haven't talked about this, what's it like to drive down DeSoto?
Well, the first time that you come, and again, I came in 2018, had no idea what to expect, couldn't tell you how I found the place, probably snooping through Airbnb. A big fan of the Ozarks, but I didn't want to drive 8 hours. And that was what prompted it. So we pull in, got no idea what I'm headed for, and I'm a real fan of little four-cylinder turbocharged cars. So, full disclosure, I broke the speed limit a time or two because the hills are so fun and the curves are so fun to drive. Don't advise anybody doing that. I didn't break it crazy or anything. I was just like, how have I lived this long and been this close and not known this, not known this place? Now, if you're anywhere in North Central Texas, flat. I happen to live where there are decent trees, but not the trees like you see in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. And so.
Well, and two, I was going to mention two things real quick. Number one, Porsche calls the highway just outside the village from here outside Highway 7 all the way up to Russellville. They call it one of the top 10 drives in North America, in particular for turbocharged four-cylinder vehicles that come squealing around the corner. There's a lot of fun there, I'm pretty sure, right? And that's a beautiful drive. Diane and I are exploring the National Forest literally just about every weekend, every other weekend right now. And I've lived here my whole life. And the other part of that is that where I was going is as you drive down DeSoto, I had a guy, I gave him a pass one time to come in the village and check it out and drive down. He drove basically from one end to the other, and he said, "Didn't see anything. It's just a bunch of trees."
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
It's on both sides of the road. And if you don't have GPS and go, "Well, there's a big lake over there, or there's a big golf course over there," you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. So that's one of the little hidden gems. I think it's kind of a, I don't know, I call it progressive disclosure, that you see a little bit as you go, and then you turn down a street and you go, "Well, there's a few houses. Holy cow, there's a gorgeous lake here."
Well, we were there a full week at your place back in 2018, and you told us about Pettit Jean. You told us about Wichita State, and we went to both and had a perfectly marvelous time. But after a week of staying there, we left, had no idea where we were. I mean, had no idea the scope and the scale of the place. It was the second visit where, I'm like, 26,008. I had no idea this place, and I had not even gone I had not even gone anywhere close to the east side, you know, of the place.
Yep.
And I don't know, we started just spending more and more time inside and just snooping around. And it was like, you could, I don't know how long it would take you. You know, you've been there 10 years and you know the place really, really well, but man, there's new stuff all the time. And it's just, yeah, it's great. I love it.
We have guests coming in from Airbnb all the time, and they measure it from the west gate through the east on out that way. And we're about the 3 mile marker. Okay. And I have people that are coming in the other gate and they'll go, well, we just got in the gate. We'll be there in a minute. And I'm like, no, you're about a 20 minute drive away. Actually, you got another 15 miles to get here, you know? And they're like, no, we're inside the gate. Really? We'll be there. I'm like, no, you got about another 21,000 miles to drive, 21,000 acres to drive through, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And a whole lot.
It's going to be a few minutes.
Yeah. A whole lot of hills and a whole lot of curves, but you know, it's, yeah, I love it. I love it. My story is going to unfold as we develop this. I've got 5 grandkids here in Texas. The people I love are here in Texas. I'm not leaving Texas, but I sure would like to have a place there. You know, I'm one of those guys that would like to split my time, not seasonally. My ideal, Dennis, would be a couple of weeks here in Texas and a week or 10 days there. And man, I could see that flipping on its head, you know, in a hurry. But, you know, that's just my situation, which is also unique. You and I both know you better than me. I talk to a lot of people when I come over there. I talk to the host. I roam neighborhoods and, you know, I'm willing to engage in, I'm just curious. I'm curious about people's story. You know, how did you get here? Where'd you come from? The same kind of thing that you are. And yeah, it is rather amazing to me. You know, everybody's situation may be a little bit different. The people that I've run into, the majority have done what you described in California. You know, people kind of go pot committed, I call it. They, you know, we're going to sell the place and we're going to relocate, which quite frankly would be infinitely easier proposition. That's just not a proposition with 5 grandkids that are here in Texas that I'm not going to leave. I think that would be foolish for me, not judging anybody else.
You can bring them.
Yeah, well,
they can come. That's okay.
Yeah, well, and that's the rub, see, for me. I'd love to have a place that, you know, I just kind of get it going for the family, and after I'm dead, they can do whatever. I would hope that it would stay in the family and the kids come and enjoy it. It's my cup of tea. We know you as the podcast listener, it's not everybody's cup of tea. And if it's not yours, we get it. Respect that. There are people that want different things out of life. You know, they want a lot of excitement and a lot of a difference. You know, I want peace and tranquility. I want the ability to exhale. We were there 3 or 4 weeks ago for a week. And I told my wife this morning when we got up, I said, I haven't slept since we got back. Now, I suffer hopeless insomnia anyway, but you know, when I was there, Airbnb, right? And we stayed in 2 different places. So I'm not sleeping in my own bed, you know, but I slept better there. You know, there's just, I don't know,
it's the whole decompression chamber. I really think it is. I think that's a lot of what it is. It's just like a decompression chamber.
Big time.
And yeah. I tell you what, but before we move on, and I've got lights that are dying, so I need to run here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell you what, I'm going to drop Jones, who is the.
I'm going to apologize. We've had some audio dropouts here, but we will get that worked out. So stay with us. Promise. The man's got the gear. I've got the gear. We're going to be more professional at this as time goes by. But I'm sorry, Dennis, you cut out. So start over.
It may require a wire instead of a wireless is what I'm looking at right now. But yeah, you're right. We can do this. It's no big deal. So stay patient with us. Greg Jones, the principal of the Explorer Restaurant Group, which has taken over a few groups of different deals here in the village. He's going to tell his story coming from Dallas, why they were looking for a place, how he even started the restaurants. We're going to talk about the Beehive. We're going to talk about the Lakeside. We're going to talk about the DeSoto, the Granada. Trust me, if you know anything about the village and you're interested in this area, stay tuned because we will give you a lot more in-depth information very soon, I promise.
And again, we want to encourage you to go to the website, hsvinsideout.com. On the sidebar as well as in the footer, there's links to whatever your favorite podcast catcher is, as they call it, whether it's Apple iTunes. Again, just be patient with us. Probably by the time this show airs, Google Play will be in it and approved. Already been approved. They just said, give us a few days before it shows up. But whether you're on Spotify or iHeartRadio, whatever you're on, we've also got an email list. That'll be at the bottom of this episode. This is episode one, not technically, but it really kind of sort of is. So we've got an email list. I'm going to lean on Dennis to provide some insight. We do want to kind of, as we go, we're going to kind of talk about the history of the place and some of the facts and figures of the place, especially for those of you that aren't that familiar with the place. And I even think residents find some of that stuff. Dennis does a pretty good job of posting that even at his social media, but we want to share some of those things. We plan to operate this podcast much like a radio show. So if you listen to talk radio, they've got segments. Now they do that because of advertising. We're not doing it for that reason. We just want to have some themes, and we want to make it as valuable as we can. And we're wide open to suggestions and things. There's all kinds of ways that you can reach out and connect with me and Dennis, as well as the podcast at hsvinsideout.com. I'll give you the last words, Dennis. You're the expert.
Well, I tell you what, honestly, this is the prime time of the year. It does not get more beautiful than this. This was basically a mid-May day in June. It's fantastically beautiful today. We'll put the link up. I've got a live webcam. You can watch the lake from my house. I'm happy to do that. But please, 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 if you have a question, man, email us, ask, contact us, reach out and let us know. We were happy to answer those things. And once again, HSV is the star of the show, so we're happy to highlight that in any way possible.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you, Randy. See you, bud.
All right, man.